You're listening to a podcast from Streams Church in the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. For more audio and visual content, visit streamschurch.org.
Good morning.
Buenos días.
How are you? He sentido en el espíritu.
I have felt in the spirit.
Que los cambios que van a tener.
That changes are coming.
Va a haber un antes del cambio van a tener vientos fuertes en esta ciudad.
Before the change, there's going to be some strong winds in the city.
Y eso será el indicativo de la confirmación de lo que van a hacer ustedes.
And that will be indicative of the change that's going to happen in you guys.
Amén. Me siento en casa porque nuestra iglesia es idéntica a la de ustedes.
I feel at home because this church is identical to my church in Ecuador.
Thank you por invitar, muchas gracias a Lloyd y a su equipo por invitarnos a estar aquí este tiempo.
Thank you so much, Lloyd and the team, for letting us be here right now.
Nos han mimado en extremo.
You have loved us extremely.
Y agradezco a ustedes y a Dios por estar aquí una
and
vez
thank
más.
You, to you guys and for the Lord to let us be here today.
Okay, podemos poner la primera diapositiva.
You can put up the first verse.
Okay, tengo una pregunta esta mañana para ustedes.
So I have a question for you guys this morning.
¿Caminamos naturalmente o caminamos espiritualmente?
Do we walk naturally or in the natural or do we walk in the spiritual?
Y la idea es que tú camines espiritualmente.
And the idea is for you to walk spiritually.
¿Por qué digo esto? Porque la iglesia primitiva sucedía esto.
And why do I say this? It's because of the early church, this is what happened.
En Hechos 2:38, Pedro.
In Acts 2:38, Peter.
Hacía esto.
Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Pedro llevaba a las personas a que tengan una relación con Cristo.
Peter helped people to realize that he needed a relationship with Christ.
Y después de eso, ellos tenían que ser llenados del Espíritu Santo.
And after that, they needed to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Ponía el Espíritu Santo con sus manos. Era usado Pedro poniendo sus manos sobre ellos.
And he used his hands to pray the Holy Spirit over them.
Eso es caminar en el Espíritu.
That is walking in the Spirit.
No puedes caminar en el Espíritu si no tienes una relación con Cristo primero.
You can't walk in the Spirit until you have a personal relationship with Jesus.
Es necesario conocerle a Cristo, al Padre.
It's necessary to know Jesus as our Father.
Y automáticamente caminas en el Espíritu.
And automatically after that you walk in the Spirit.
Yo quiero definir el caminar espiritualmente.
I want to define walking in the Spirit.
The next, la siguiente. En Primera de Corintios 2:14-15.
In 1 Corinthians 2:14-15, it says, "But the natural man does not perceive the things that are of the Spirit of God, because for him they are foolishness, and he cannot understand them because they are to be discerned spiritually. On the other hand, the spiritual one judges all things, but he is not judged by anyone."
El hombre que camina naturalmente no distingue las cosas del Espíritu.
With the man that walks in the natural doesn't perceive the things of the Spirit.
Pero en cambio, el que camina espiritualmente puede discernir lo que está el Espíritu haciendo.
When he walks in the Spirit, though, he can discern what the Spirit is doing.
¿Qué Espíritu está en nosotros? In next, please.
What Spirit is in us?
Primera Corintios 2:13-14.
It says, "And we have not received the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit that comes from God, so that we know what God has given us, which we also speak, not with words taught by human wisdom, but with those taught by the Spirit, accommodating the spiritual to the spiritual."
Dice que no hemos recibido el Espíritu del mundo. Hemos recibido el Espíritu de Dios.
We have received the Spirit of God.
Y dice que debemos acomodar lo espiritual a lo espiritual.
And we need to accommodate the spiritual to the spiritual.
El Espíritu de Dios con el Espíritu del mundo es como el agua y el aceite, no se mezclan.
The Spirit of God and the Spirit of the world is like water and oil. They don't mix.
Así es que el Señor quiere acomodar tu espíritu con su Espíritu Santo.
So Jesus wants to combine your spirit with the Holy Spirit.
The next, please. En Ezequiel 47, 1, 12. Sí, puedes leer. Quisiera leer los versículos.
Okay, 47, can we have the next 1, 12. One for Ezekiel 47, 1 through 12? The verses, sorry. Then he brought me back to the door of the temple, and there was water flowing from under the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the front of the temple faced east, and the water was flowing from under the right side of the temple, south of the altar. He brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around to the outside of the outer gateway that faces east, and there was water running out on the right side. And when the man went out to the east with the line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters, and the water came up to my knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through, and the water came up to my waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river I could not cross, for the water was too deep, water in which one must swim, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Son of man, have you seen this?" Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there along the bank of the river, there were many trees on one side and the other. And he said to me, "This water flows towards the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reached the sea, its waters are healed, and it shall be that every living thing that moves, wherever the rivers go, will live. There will be a very great multitude of fish because these waters go there, for they will be healed, and everything will live wherever the river goes. It shall be that fishermen will stand in it from En Gedi to En Eglaim, and there will be places for spreading their nets. Their fish will be of the same kinds of fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But its swamps and marshes will not be healed. They will be given over to salt. Along with the banks of the river on this side and that will grow all kinds of trees used for food. Their leaves will not wither and their fruit will not fail. They will bear much fruit every month because their water flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food and their leaves for medicine."
Ezequiel va a experimentar un proceso en el Espíritu Santo en esta historia.
Ezekiel is going to experiment how the Holy Spirit's process in this scripture.
Y lo que le pasó a Ezequiel pasó algo parecido en mi vida.
And what happened to Ezekiel, something similar happened in my life.
Yo escapaba del Espíritu Santo.
I would try to elude and get away from the Holy Spirit.
Tenía miedo que el Espíritu Santo me tocara.
I was afraid that the Holy Spirit would touch me.
Venía un predicador y iba a predicar sobre el Espíritu Santo en nuestra iglesia, en Cuenca.
There was a preacher that came to talk about the Holy Spirit in our church in Cuenca.
Y yo estaba afuera, escuchaba y me iba a cuidar los niños porque no quería que el Espíritu Santo toque mi vida.
And I was just outside the door, you know, watching the kids, because I didn't want to be touched by the Holy Spirit.
Y siempre estaba en esa práctica los domingos cuando escuchaba del Espíritu Santo de escapar de él.
And any time the topic about the Holy Spirit was taught on Sunday mornings, I was in the habit of escaping or trying to get out of the sanctuary.
Hasta cuando un domingo vino un predicador.
And then one Sunday a preacher came.
Y estaba sentado en una de las sillas del auditorio.
And he was just sitting down in one of the seats of the auditorium.
Y él dijo, "Hoy no te vas a escapar del Espíritu Santo."
And he said, "Today you are not going to escape from the Holy Spirit."
Y yo no sabía si me decía a mí.
I didn't know if he was talking to me.
Y el Espíritu Santo vino como olas.
And the Holy Spirit came like waves of the ocean.
Y esas olas pasaron por mi vida. Por mi persona, por mi espíritu.
And the waves just passed over me, over my spirit.
E hizo un click.
And it was like a click.
Y quiero tocar las escrituras aquí porque a Ezequiel le hizo volver a las sendas antiguas. Dice que volvió a la casa, al santuario.
And with these scriptures, it's the same thing because Ezekiel, he came back. He came back to the sanctuary.
Y eso quiere el Señor hacer contigo, que vuelvas a las sendas antiguas, a la casa, al santuario, para que veas las aguas que salen.
And God wants you to return to the sanctuary to what he said long ago.
Y eso es lo que pasó, que regresas a la casa, al santuario, ver las aguas, porque el sacerdote le sacó.
Because he wants you to come back to the house, to return to the house, to the sanctuary, to the waters, because that's where the priest took him.
para que vea,
so he can see,
y para que pase sobre este río que es el Espíritu Santo.
And so he could cross over this river that is the Holy Spirit.
Entonces el sacerdote midió 1,000 codos.
So this priest measured out 1,000 cubits.
Y el agua llegaba hasta los tobillos.
And the water came up to his ankles.
Otros 1,000 y llegaba hasta la rodilla.
Another 1,000 it came up to his knees.
Otros 1,000 hasta la cintura o lomos.
And another 1,000 up to his waist or to his loins.
Y otros 1,000 donde ya pasaba solo al nado el río.
Another 1,000 to where he couldn't walk anymore, he had to swim in the river.
Cuando estás en el espíritu entras en el proceso del espíritu.
When you're in the spirit, you enter into the process of the Holy Spirit.
Cuando el Señor me tocó con sus dones, el agua llegó hasta mis tobillos.
When God released his Holy Spirit on me and I received spiritual gifts, it started at my ankles.
Era el espíritu y yo todavía dependiendo en mí.
It was the spirit, but I could still depend on myself.
Venía algo a mi mente y decía, no, eso no, eso no es de Dios, es locura mía.
Something would come to my mind, I'd be like, no, no, that's just me, that's just crazy.
Y el espíritu es, me decía, no, es mío, dilo.
And the spirit was saying, no, that's me, say it.
Y me iba a la casa y después me decían, esto yo sentí.
And I would go home and would think, no, this is what I felt.
Y yo decía, yo también.
And I would say, me too.
Y después el Espíritu seguía trabajando en mi vida.
And then the Holy Spirit kept working in my life.
Y el agua seguía creciendo.
And the water kept increasing.
Y seguía pasando las mismas cosas.
But the same thing still happened.
Me quedaba callado de lo que el Espíritu me decía.
I would stay quiet even though the Holy Spirit was talking to me.
Porque tenía temor de que la gente me diga, ese hombre está loco.
And I just was afraid that people would think, hey, this guy's crazy.
Y seguía creciendo hasta acá el Espíritu Santo en mi vida.
And the Holy Spirit kept growing up to my waist.
Y estaba en el proceso del Espíritu Santo.
I was in the process of the Holy Spirit.
Cuando el agua ya estaba subiendo por aquí y ya no podía tocar el piso.
Up until the water was so high of the Holy Spirit, I couldn't even touch the ground anymore.
Y el Señor me dijo, ahora tienes que depender en mí, en el Espíritu Santo. Nada en mi espíritu.
And that's what, when God said, you have to depend on me and you can swim in the Holy Spirit, so to say.
Así es que lo que hoy tú recibiste, lo que está en tu mente, lo que vistes.
And so what you have received into your mind
es del Espíritu, no
is
es
of
tuyo.
The Spirit, it's not yours.
Nada en el Espíritu.
Swim in the Holy Spirit.
Estaba un domingo ministrando en iglesia.
On a Sunday, I was ministering at a church.
Y vi al chico de la alabanza que tocaba la guitarra.
And I saw the guy that was playing the guitar on the worship
y
team.
Y cuando le vi, me llamó mucho la atención. Me llamó mucho la atención a esta
and
persona.
And he just, it caught my attention, this person.
Y yo le dije, Señor, ¿qué me estás mostrando para él?
And I said, God, what are you showing me for him?
Y no me dijo nada.
And he didn't say anything.
Y le seguía preguntando porque me llamaba la atención este chico.
And I was wondering why, because he had this young man had caught my attention.
Dije, Señor, ¿qué tienes para él? Si tienes algo que darme, ¿qué tienes para él?
What do you have for him? What do you want me to say to him?
Y no me dijo nada.
And he didn't say anything.
Se terminó la alabanza, terminé de predicar, me despedí de la iglesia.
So the worship finished, I finished preaching, I said goodbye to everybody.
Y le dije, Dios, fallaste hoy día.
And I said, God, you failed this time.
Y a lo que estaba saliendo ya de la iglesia para irme a casa.
So I was ready to leave the church, ready to go home.
Le vi al chico de la alabanza.
So I saw that kid from the worship team.
Hey, chao, Fabián.
He's saying bye.
Y cuando pasaba por ahí, olía talco para niños.
And when I walked by him, I could smell the smell of baby powder.
Pero bien fuerte.
Really, really strong.
Y dije, chao, y me regresé y le dije, ¿tienen hijos?
And I walked by him and walked back and I asked him, do you have kids?
Él dijo, no, tenemos problema en tener hijos.
And he said, no, we're unable to have children.
Y yo le dije, mira, yo acabo de oler a talco de bebé.
And I told him, I just happened to smell baby powder on you.
No sé qué va Dios a hacer en la vida de ustedes.
I don't know what's going on in your life right now.
Pero que Dios haga, provea lo que ustedes necesiten.
But God is going to provide what you guys need.
Digo, Dios va a hacer algo especial en ustedes, en esa área.
And God is going to do something special in this area of your life.
Y me fui.
And I left.
Bye bye. Porque tenía, porque cuando uno profetiza estas partes que son muy delicadas de bebés, de nacimientos.
When this is a really touchy subject with babies and births.
Entonces regresé a Cuenca porque eso era en Quito, en otra provincia en Ecuador.
And so I returned to Cuenca where I'm from because I was speaking in Quito.
Y dije, ojalá que no sea una locura mía. Estaba el agua en los tobillos. Estaba dependiendo yo todavía de mí en eso.
And I just gave a sigh of relief and I was like, okay, maybe I was just crazy because right then the spirit, the water was just right at my ankles.
Pero después de 2 meses me llamaron que regrese a Quito.
And after 2 months I got the call to go back and speak in Quito again.
Y yo dije, ¿y ahora? ¿Qué va a pasar?
Oh no, what's going to happen?
Y el chico de la alabanza otra vez ahí al frente.
And there was that kid of the worship team playing guitar up front.
Y yo estaba así medio.
And I was sitting there, crouched down.
No predicaba ese día.
I didn't preach that day.
Pero justo cuando terminó la reunión.
But right when the service ended.
Nos encontramos.
We found each other.
Hola, Fabián. Hola. Mm-hmm. ¿Cómo estás? Y dije, ¿y qué pasó? ¿Cómo están ustedes?
And he said, hey, how's it going? How are you guys?
Mi esposa está embarazada.
My wife is pregnant.
De dos.
With two twins.
Yeah. Si es que paso por aquí y huelo a talco a bebé, no es mi culpa. Si paso por aquí y huelo a talco de bebé, no es mi culpa.
So if he walks around and he smells any baby powder on you, it's not his fault.
It's the Holy Spirit.
It's the Spirit.
Cuando nadas en el Espíritu,
when you swim in the Holy Spirit,
vienen las bendiciones.
The blessings come.
And the next, please. Del verse 7 al 12, el resultado es que vienen bendiciones.
In the result in verses 7 through 12 is that there is an abundance of provision and blessings.
Si tú pisas, recibirás sanidad.
The waters, if you go in those waters, you will receive healing.
Sanidad física, sanidad espiritual.
Healing, physical healing and spiritual healing.
Si tiras las redes,
if you throw the nets,
la cantidad de pescados va a ser abundante.
The amount of fish is going to be abundant.
Por todo lado que vas a ir,
in all places that you're going to go,
verás árboles,
you're going to see trees,
donde los frutos estarán siempre y las hojas no caerán.
Where the fruit is just massive amounts.
¿Hasta qué horas tengo?
How much time?
Is it finished? Good. Y yo he pedido a Dios.
And I have asked the Lord.
Que estés sensible a la voz del Espíritu Santo.
Sensible that I would be sensitive to the voice of the Lord.
Porque esto es para todos.
Because this is for everybody.
El Señor quiere que nades en el Espíritu.
And the Lord wants for you to swim in the Holy Spirit.
Que no dependas de Él.
That you would depend on Him.
Cuando yo llegué a la iglesia.
When I came to church.
Al año que estuve en la iglesia.
And the year that I was at church.
El Espíritu Santo me dijo, predica de Juan 14:6.
God told me to, the Spirit told me to preach of John 14:6.
De esta forma, así, así, así y así.
Of this form and levels.
Dije, yo solo soy nuevo, tengo un año, predicar.
And I said, me, I've only been preaching for 1 year.
Dios, estás loco.
God, you're crazy.
Yo soy un bebé espiritual.
I am a spiritual baby.
Y el domingo.
And that Sunday.
Yo entré a la iglesia.
I walked into church.
Para escuchar la prédica.
To hear the preaching.
Y la prédica era Juan 14:6.
And that sermon was of John 14:6.
Dios, eso es mío.
And he said, wait, that's mine.
Y seguí escuchando la prédica.
And I kept listening to the message.
Y era igual como él me había dicho que predique.
And it was exactly to the T how God had told me to preach it.
Dios, no, ahora sí le voy a pegar al predicador.
I said, all right, God, now I'm going to go punch the preacher.
Salió el predicador, un buen hermano mío, salió el predicador.
Okay, the preacher was a good friend of his.
Y le dije, oye, ese era mi prédica.
And I said, hey, that was my message.
¿Por qué predicaste? Dios me dio esa prédica.
Why did you preach that? God told me to preach that.
Él me dijo, qué pena, te quedaste callado y Dios me usó a mí.
And he said, it's just sad that you stayed quiet because God used me.
Si tú no hablas, if, si tú no haces,
if you don't speak and if you don't do,
otro lo hace.
Somebody else is going to do it.
Porque no somos indispensables para Dios.
Because we are not indispensable to God.
Dios quiere bendecir a su gente, a sus hijos.
God is saying to his people, to his children.
Y el don que pone Dios en tu vida,
and the gift that he puts into your life,
no es tuyo, es para bendecir a su iglesia.
That gift is not for you, it's to bless the people of your church.
Nunca digas, este don es mío.
You can't say, oh, this gift is mine, be proud.
Somos canales del Espíritu Santo.
We are vessels of the Holy Spirit.
Para bendecir a sus hijos.
To bless his children.
¿Tiene sentido para usted esto?
Does that make sense to you guys?
Cuando vine acá, es la primera vez que estamos aquí en Phoenix.
When I came here, this is the first time we are here in Phoenix.
Llegamos al aeropuerto de Los Ángeles.
We got to the LAX airport.
Y no sé si usted se ha fijado, pero el piso de todo el aeropuerto tiene unos pedazos brillantes como si fueran láminas de oro.
And I don't know if you guys have ever been to that airport, but all around on the tiles on the ground, there are little specks or flecks of gold scattered all over.
Yo pensé que habían celebrado algún cumpleaños en el aeropuerto porque veía mucho. Yo estaba haciendo así, pensé que estaba sucio.
He thought that maybe someone had let go some confetti around on the floor, so he started moving it around, thinking the floor was just dirty.
Y yo hice así y vi todo. Es algo espectacular. Eso es muy bonito, ese piso.
So I kept moving my feet around, but I noticed it was really beautiful and spectacular.
Y le dije, Dios, ¿qué me estás queriendo mostrar? Le dije, Dios, ¿qué me estás queriendo mostrar con estos brillantes?
And I asked God, what are you trying to show me with these specks of gold?
Y no me dijo nada.
And he didn't say anything.
Y seguía en la fila hasta llegar a mostrar mi pasaporte.
So I kept walking down the line to show my passport.
Y le dije, Señor, ¿qué me estás mostrando? ¿Qué quieres decirme?
I asked God again, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to tell me?
Y él me dijo, es mi provisión para ellos.
And he said, this is my provision for them.
Para ustedes.
For you guys.
Dije, lindo.
I said, okay, that's beautiful.
Y mientras volaba desde Los Ángeles para Phoenix,
and while we were flying from LA to Phoenix,
el Señor me mostró una visión.
God showed me a vision.
Me mostró muchos, muchos paracaídas.
He showed me so many parachutes.
Descendiendo sobre ustedes.
Descending over you guys.
Esos paracaídas no contenían personas.
Those parachutes did not have people attached to them.
Sino contenían víveres.
But they contained food.
Dones del Espíritu.
Spiritual gifts.
Alimento.
Nourishment.
Eran muchas cosas, así como en una guerra mandan todos esos para que sean proveídos los que están necesitando.
It was just like a war where there's lots of parachutes coming down with things that the people on the ground need.
Y ustedes están siendo proveídos ahora y en adelante abundantemente.
You guys are getting these provisions now and later more abundantly.
A través de estos paracaídas.
Through these parachutes.
En la parte espiritual.
In the spiritual.
Emocional.
In the emotional.
Y espiritual, emocional y física.
And physical.
Entonces, solo reciban.
So only all you need to do is receive it.
Algunos van a recibir en la mano los paracaídas.
Some people are going to receive these parachutes in their hands.
Será medio fácil.
It'll be pretty easy.
Otros caerá a la distancia.
And to others, it's going to fall farther away.
Y tendrás que entrar en un proceso de ir y coger lo que Dios te da.
And you'll have to walk in that process of the Holy Spirit to receive that gift.
Amén.
Amen.
Quiero que tal vez si tú quieres un toque especial del Señor. I'm sorry. Quiero terminar con the next. Weingruden es un escritor, es un teólogo y es un profesor de estudios bíblicos de aquí de Phoenix.
Wayne Grudem is a writer, a theologian, and a well-known research of theology.
Y él dijo esto.
And he said this: the work of the Holy Spirit is to manifest the active presence of God in the world, and especially in His church.
El Espíritu Santo activa la presencia de Dios.
In the Holy Spirit, right here is the presence of the Lord.
Y desde que pisé este lugar,
and as soon as I walked into this place,
he visto la presencia fuerte de Dios con su Espíritu aquí.
I have seen such a strong presence of the Lord and the Holy Spirit in this place.
Así es que si tal vez no quieres pasar acá por temor, porque no te agrada,
and if for some reason you don't want to come forward because of fear, don't let that stop you.
Donde estás, Dios te va a tocar con su Espíritu.
And wherever you're sitting, God is still going to touch you with His Holy Spirit.
Pero si pasas acá,
but if you come forward,
el Señor quiere que nades en el Espíritu.
The Lord wants you to swim in the Holy Spirit.
¿Ya? Porque Dios habilita, purifica, revela y unifica el Espíritu Santo.
Because the Holy Spirit enables, He purifies, reveals, and unifies.
Ese es el Espíritu Santo.
That is the Holy Spirit.
Amén. No sé si pasan los músicos primero.
Doesn't know if the worship team comes
y, y si es que tú quieres pasar acá para recibir palabra, para que recibas sus paracaídas espirituales.
And if you want to come up here to receive more of the Holy Spirit, receive your parachute from the Holy Spirit.
No temas. No soy yo, es Dios contigo.
Don't have any fear. It's the Lord, and it's the Lord with you.
Y Él es tan amoroso, tan delicado contigo.
And He is so loving and He is so proud of you.
Solo te pido que escuches al Espíritu Santo.
So I'm asking you to just listen to the Holy Spirit right now.
Amén. Amén. Entonces, mientras ellos tocan, podemos estar ministrando a las personas. ¿Por qué tiempo tenemos para...?
If you want more of the presence of God to be able to swim, we need to come right down here and receive the gifts that God has for you. Thank you, Fabian, for a powerful word.
This has been a podcast from Streams Church in the West Valley of Phoenix, Arizona. For more information, visit streamschurch.org.